嗨，亲爱的可可网友们，欢迎锁定可可独家专栏节目168，我是 Yuki。 今天呢，我们一起来学习一些未听清对方说话的时候的英文表达。通常我们在跟别人聊天的时候呢，有时候会听不清对方说的一些话，这时候应该怎么样来回应呢？一起来学习一下吧。 Number one, I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Sorry, I didn't catch you.对不起，我没有听懂你说的。Number two, sorry, I didn't understand. Sorry, I didn't understand. 很抱歉，我听不懂。Number three, sorry, I didn't get what you said. Sorry, I didn't get what you said. 对不起，我没有听懂你说的话。Number four, I can't hear you very well.I can't hear you very well. 我听不太清楚。Number five, I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you. 我几乎听不到你说的。Number six, I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm having trouble hearing you. 我听不清楚。Number seven, 第七个的话是比较常用的一些表达。Pardon? Pardon? 请再说一遍好吗？ Number eight,第八个呢，也是非常常用的一个表达 ，excuse me, excuse me, 请再说一遍。其实呢，刚刚一起来学习的第七、第八句这两句话呢，都是对不起的意思。但是呢，用在会话上，用在对话上呢，如果后面没有直接说明，并且呢语气上扬的话，就是要对方再说一次。所以呢，以后大家听到这句话的时候，就应该知道对方在要求你再说一遍。Number nine, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. 能请你再说一遍吗？这句话呢，有请求对方原谅，再说一次的意思。Number ten, could you repeat that, please? Could you repeat that, please? 能请你再说一遍吗？ Number eleven, would you say that again? Would you say that again?同样的也是请对方再说一遍的意思。Number 12, would you speak more slowly? Would you speak more slowly? Would you speak more slowly? 你能再说慢一点吗？ Number 13, could you speak up a little? Could you speak up a little? 你能再大声一点吗？ Speak up, speak up.大声说话等于 speak out, speak out. Number 14, would you speak more clearly? Would you speak more clearly? 你能再说清楚一点吗？ Number 15, would you explain more for me? Would you explain more for me? 可以为我解释一遍吗？ Number 16, please speak a little louder.Please speak a little louder. Please speak a little louder. 请讲大声一点。Number 18, would you slow down, please? Would you slow down, please? Would you slow down, please? 请说慢一点好吗？ OK, 以上就是今天的168，我们一起来学习的一些在你没有听清楚对方说的话的时候，你应该说的一些表达。OK, please remember.See you next time. Bye-bye.